Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Esther's live here, too, on the back of my chair. Today is November 3rd, 2025. Welcome to everybody in the United States and around the world. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I am looking in the chat. I see people coming in from Massachusetts, Northwest Florida, California, Glasgow, Scotland. Hello to our international audience and our friends in Scotland coming in tonight. I see many Tennessees, Minnesota as well, Glendale, Oregon. God bless you. Hello, North Dakota, Syracuse, New York. Hello to our neighbors in Syracuse, New York as well. Texas, God bless Texas. Hello to all of you in Texas, Mesa, Arizona. Hello, hello. Sharon, Iowa, New Sharon, Iowa. God bless you. Hello. Oklahoma City, blessings from Italy. Hello to you, our friends in Italy watching and our friends in Europe. We're so happy to have you watching with us tonight. Malaysia, hello to our friends in Malaysia, also in the chat. Welcome. Astoria, Queens, New York. God bless you, the borough. So happy to have you with us as well. As Esther is leaving. Esther's already had it. She's gone. She's done for the evening. You'll see her make her cameos throughout the live. Let's see who else is coming in. We'll do just a few more here. New Jersey, hello. Fiji Islands, hello to our friends in the Fiji Islands watching as well. South Carolina, God bless you. Hello. Colorado, I see that too. Dutchess County, New York. Hello, Miss Deborah, in our county. We're in Dutchess County, New York. So hello, hello. God bless you as well. Esther is so cute, but she's a handful. Let me tell you, don't let her cuteness fool you for one second. She is one of my problem children here at the sanctuary, in a funny way, though. So she's taking her fall cozy seat for the duration of the broadcast. Hawaii, hello to our wonderful friends in Hawaii and Idaho, I see as well. God bless you. Liberty, New York. Hello, hello. God bless you. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Okay, so we're going to open up in prayer. We're going to get right into this. There is a lot to get into tonight. There is some things that are unfolding simultaneously that you couldn't make up. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't make this stuff up because of what's moving about in the realm of the spirit that's coming into the natural. So we're going to talk about all that because there is a 911 hunter becoming the hunted theme that is actually saturating the earth. It's literally gone global now. And we're watching this literally happen globally, but it's also tied to what's happening back here in America. So we're going to get into all of that prophetically as well. We have prophetic words to talk about as well. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, and we'll get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we sin and fall short, Father God. Lord, we praise you. Your mercies are new every day. Father, help us to walk in your ways and teach us what pleases you, Father God, as we go forth tonight. And Father, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we legally apply that tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we praise you, Father God, that Jesus Christ himself made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He literally descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, Let the weight of your glory fall and saturate this atmosphere. Father, let your presence shift the atmosphere, Father God, and shift the room, Father God. Let your power, your might, and your truth go forth. You are welcome to have your way, Father God, as we go forth tonight. We welcome your presence mightily in, Father God, and we give you all the glory. We bless your holy name, Father God, as we welcome you in tonight. Father, go before us. Be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you loose, release, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Father God, to surround the skies, the land, the perimeter, the property, above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, that your weapons of war in the name of Jesus Christ would be released to dismantle and destroy every work of darkness and attack the enemy would try to bring, Father God. Lord, we just praise you, Father God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down and destruction, Father God, of strongholds. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hex, vex, spell, witchcraft, incantation, any form of curse or weaponized demonic activity, Father God. Any harm of any kind, thievery, robbery, Father God, sabotage. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it now. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, it be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and we are certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. You deserve all the glory, honor, and praise. Every breath we take is because of you. We owe you every breath, Father God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We bless you tonight, Lord. We praise you. We hand this over to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer. If you could share this broadcast, this one's a doozy, so you might want to share this one. Like and subscribe. We would very much appreciate it. You can hit the notification bell as well on YouTube. We will go over our other platforms at the end of the broadcast. But if you could share this, we would very much appreciate it because we're on the eve of some very consequential things. And so what I'm going to do is we're going to start by something that happened October 31st. And we're going to go down the list because there are prophetic movements in the nation in strategic areas that the kingdom of darkness wants to try to take. And we have to identify this as believers. Like I said, you can't fight an enemy you don't know. So we have to understand how these things are moving about and what's really happening in the nation so we can actually, with precision, intercede and pray. So October 31st, we're going to put up this article. Now, I apologize ahead of time for the grossness of the picture I'm about to show you. So basically, Heidi Klum had a Halloween party in New York City. And of all the years she could, she dresses up as Medusa. Of all the years in New York City, she could dress up as Medusa on the just days before the mayor's race in New York City, election day. This manifests on Halloween. Keep in mind, they try to align things, right? Kingdom of Darkness, Hollywood, the political, they purposely try to align in order to unlock gates, open portals, and strategically take territory. So she did this of all the years she could do this. And I'm going to take you back 5 years, more than 5 years, to January 18th, 2020, because the Lord showed me this. I'm showing you this for a reason, because the Lord prophetically showed me this, and it's testifying to the time that we're in. And January 18th, 2020, in a word from the Lord, it says, the spirit of Medusa is attempting to subtly slip back in. You will hear the name and see the image. You will hear the name, you will see the image. This is over 5 years ago. Attempting to be utilized of the enemy as a tool and weapon to seduce, to hypnotize, to lure through different areas of industry. Examples are clothing and music. Well, what is Heidi Klum? She's a fashion model. However, says the Lord, there will be heavy loss and a hefty price to pay for attempting to release that spirit in full fury upon the earth. And as fast as it attempts to strike, is as quickly I have given orders to have it cut off, says the Lord. You will see the names he talks about too, of false Greek gods, serpent-like creatures attempting to claim territory and gain notoriety for themselves through the host they influence. You will see areas and businesses that have associated and opened the door to such things and will now drink the cup of consequence. I, the Lord, shall bring them shame for even attempting to lay claim on the earth, says the Lord God Jehovah. However, says the Lord, that spirit shall be cut off at the head, and it shall cause the body body to die out and go back to which it came. So this is January 18th, 2020. The Lord gives me this. And he gives me the scripture as well, Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Now the serpent was more crafty than any living creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And the serpent said to the woman, can it really be that God has said you should not eat from the tree of the garden? The serpent says to the woman, well, now you're watching a serpent merge with a woman. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees of the garden, except the fruit from the tree which is in the middle of the garden. God said, you shall not eat from it nor touch it, otherwise you will die. But the serpent said to the woman, you certainly will not die, for God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was delightful to look at and a tree to be desired in order to make one wise and insightful, she took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of the two of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they fastened fig leaves together and made themselves a covering. They made themselves a costume. Isn't that interesting? The serpent tempted. They made themselves a costume. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. So the man and his wife hid and kept themselves hidden from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So that was January 2020. The Lord gives this to me. Then June 5th, 2020, he gives it to me again. And I had said back then, I had just awoken to have my time with the Lord and start my day with him. When I sat up in bed, I was awake, my eyes were closed. I saw arise in the realm of the spirit two serpents who were facing each other. Suddenly, out of the two, a multitude arose, all intertwined together in this tangled, intertwined, cloud-like formation. Then appeared from within this intertwined formation a face. The face came forth in the center. It was an incredibly wicked face. Suddenly it began to move, the face with the serpents all around it. However, they were all connected to this face or entity. I am not sure it began to move because I knew I had seen it, but I believe this in itself was prophetic in nature because it was on the move. I asked the Lord in Jesus' name to loose and release his holy warring angels and hosts of heaven of all rankings and divisions to confuse, block, scramble, abort, destroy, dismantle, disable every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, attempt, counteroffensive. And so after that happens, I was instructed by the Lord again, go look up Medusa, because this is what you're seeing. So for this, for what had to do with the vision. So, and this is what was written back then. This has to not only do with the riots, but the political plots and seducing the people of God to come into agreement with these vortexes of destruction the enemy has released. It is on the move, and what has been happening all over the country, unrest, people seduced, manipulated into rioting, destruction, attempting to cause fear and confusion, attempting to derail the plans the Lord has for this country. And I will tell you something, this Medusa-like spirit destroys those who it is done with, them as pawns. And you will most certainly see leaders of specific groups. You will see the consequences of rebellion upon them. They are attempting to summon and open portals before the mayor's race in New York City. And Medusa in itself is a serpent a demon serpent hunter. Medusa is a hunter with a bow and arrow, looks to hunt down prey. Keep this in mind as we go forth. Also, Medusa was from the movie Clash of the Titans. That movie, Clash of the Titans, happened 44 years ago. As Medusa is coming on the scene in New York City right before the mayor's race, the 44th president, Obama, just happens to align himself with Mamdani, who they are trying to get in New York City. All of this happens. Halloween, New York City, is when this arises. In October 6, 2020, I delivered a word from the Lord called the Clash of the Titans word. So think about this. The whole year of 2020, the Lord says, Medusa, Clash of the Titans, right? This is all going in line. And now 5 years later, we're watching it unfold. So October 6, 2020, this is what the word of the Lord says. There shall be a clash of the titans in Washington, D.C., the likes of which has never been seen. Historic, says the Lord of hosts this day. However, in clashes, there shall come forth casualties, and there shall be those exposed in both parties who have been liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities, says the Lord of hosts this day. Both parties, that's capital. And a corps shall arise and come forth, a corps that fights and stands for truth. My capital word of truth, says the Lord. My truth shall go forth in the midst and expose a chain gang of players, all working together to overthrow not only the foundation of the United States of America, but capital, all sense of morality and faith in God. They are looking for a demolition, says the Lord, and a demolition they shall receive upon their own heads. Watch and see, says the Lord of hosts this day. The trumpet will sound, the trumpet will sound. In the midst, the trumpet will sound, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am making an unexpected move that will catch the enemy as a lion and those involved in the darkest of dealings off guard, off kilter. A surprise attack, capital, shall pierce and puncture their plans. They will draw their own blood for those spirits they have been conjuring. Now listen to the wording here. Those spirits they have been conjuring and calling upon are out for blood. And highly competitive, my capital children. Medusa is one of them. This is where you shall see the most shocking infighting occurring within groups. Well, we're watching that happen right now between the conservative side and between the Democrats on the verge of civil war. We're watching that right now. There is one major player in particular who shall publicly fall fast and hard, branded for what they are, says the Lord of hosts this day. So you have Medusa, Clash of the Titans, New York City, Washington, D.C., mayor's race. This is no accident that this is all happening. And this is no accident. 5 years ago in the same year, the Lord spoke that to me about Medusa and Clash of the Titans. And once again, let's put up on October 31st, 2025 of all years, this could happen with what's happening with the mayor's race. Heidi Klum, under the influence of some very dark forces, decides to manifest this being, decides to manifest it. And so we'll put it back up for you one more time, the picture. That's it. Decides to manifest it after the Lord spoke it 5 years ago. And right before the mayor's race, these are the territorial spirits that are arising to try to take territory. And it's all serpents. They're all serpent spirits, seducing, because that's what that was, seducing serpent-like spirits. So it's fascinating. This is all unfolding the way it is prophetically, but this is what's unfolding. Also, so we have that going on, which I find fascinating in itself, that's what has decided to come out in this time. So keep your eyes, just keep a mental note of that. Let's put it that way. And right after this happens, we enter the month of November. So October 31st happens. This happens. This tries to align with New York City. This tries to align with the mayor's race. All right. What was prophesied 5 years ago is now we're watching a physical manifestation. You're going to see the image and hear the name, the Lord said. And this is what we're watching now. Now, then we go into November. November, the entire month of November is 9/11. The entire month is 9/11. How do I know that? Because we're in the 11th month, and then the year 2025, 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. The entire month of November is 9-1-1. And it's within a 2-year window that equals 9-1-1. 2025 to 2027 equals 9-11. 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. 2 + 2 + 7 = 11. 9-11. So we're watching, we've entered November this way when the New York City mayor's race is, amongst others, right? And we've entered watching unfold as well, because remember I told you that that image of Medusa, that Medusa was a hunter, and we're watching the hunter becoming the hunted unfold prophetically on a global scale. So it's almost kind of like a nervous November we're entering in a way. And so keep in mind this, the hunter becomes the hunted is unfolding on a global scale prophetically now. And we're going to get more into that as well. You have 9-1-1 entering November, 9-1-1, and the hunter becoming the hunted unfolding on a global scale. Now, we're going to put up this news article here from MSN. Dems cynically keep government shut down past election day as SNAP benefits could lapse for millions of poor Americans. Now, this is what's so strange about this article. This article was released by MSN 2 days ago, but election day hasn't happened yet. Everyone, just stop and think about this for a minute, because election day is tomorrow. This story was released 2 days ago. Dems cynically keep government shut down past election day. So somebody had information that this is what they were planning all along, as SNAP benefits could lapse for millions of poor Americans. Now, this is what it says in that article. They're setting everything up for next week. They know they've got to get out. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican from Oklahoma, predicted to Politico Friday. So this was apparently a prediction from the Oklahoma senator of the Democratic strategy. If they do it before Tuesday, then their base may not show up because it looks like they caved. That's why they're setting everything up to open next week. We'll be open next Wednesday or Wednesday night or Thursday. So he's saying that they purposely all along planned to go with the shutdown past the election to give Mamdani and others the best chance of winning because they are attempting to starve the people into voting. I don't know how else to say this. These wicked scoundrels, these brood of vipers, are trying to starve their own side, who they've put back on the plantation, by the way. They've made them slaves to the system. They're trying to starve them into going out and voting for their candidates now. They have gone to a new level of using the strategies of the dictators like Stalin, like Lenin, like others. They're going to starve the people. Now, they're going to take their SNAP benefits, they're going to hold them hostage, and they're going to make them vote their way because they can't stand on an ounce of decency and ethical behavior and on their own merit to actually get a seat. This is what is happening. They are starving the people right now. The people they've made slaves to the system, they're trying to starve them into voting for the candidates they say, not the candidates that would actually help them. This is not about helping them. There, you are a means to their end. You're a means to their end. That's all you are. Vote for who we say and you get your benefits back, because all you are slaves and pawns. This is what they are doing. This is the level of demonic, sadistic behavior that is unfolding before. And this is Mammon, people. If you want to know what Mammon looks like, if you want to know who serves the master of Mammon, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, right here before us. And that's why Medusa's coming up in the middle of it. You see, that's not an accident that that's manifesting in the middle of all this with all the serpents, because it was the serpent back to the beginning at the tree. What did the serpent seduce Eve with? Food. What did the serpent try to get Eve to do? Eat. Food was the seduction. And now the playbook going back to the Garden of Eden, reworked for a modern generation, the enemy is working through the Democrats and some Republicans in order to use food again as a temptation and a lure to partake in something that is unclean. Ladies and gentlemen, they're doing it again. They're going, the playbook is all the way back to the Garden of Eden on this one. They are seducing again with food to get them to sin, to get them to come into agreement with sinful agendas, to get them to come into agreement with the song of the serpent, to get them to come into agreement with the candidate of the snake. This is what they're doing. This is how the enemy reworks the same playbook to a modern day generation. There you go. Once again, it's food. That I'm telling you, this has been going on since the tree. And we need to wake up. And these are the kind of things we have to expose as the people of God and blow the lid off the sucker and blow the lid off of what the enemy is doing, because we are meant to be salt and light. And we are meant to shine a spotlight on these things and blow the agenda wide open. And that's what we're doing tonight. Praise God. Oh, that's a very good Aqua Girl 7. I see that comment. She said apple, as in the Big Apple. So this is all happening in the Big Apple while the Democrats are trying to take your apples and your bananas and your meat and anything else you eat and hold it hostage and tempt you to come into agreement with the song of the serpent. There you go. The agenda of the enemy, we just blew the lid off of it. And the Democrats and the Republicans who are holding hands with them in the dark have come into agreement with the altar of Satan and the serpent, one of the oldest altars known to man that go back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That is what we're watching happen. And it ain't going to stop till Christians in this nation and believers rise up and kick these guys the hell out of their seats. That's when it stops, because that's what they're operating in, hell. They're using one of the oldest agendas of hell and Satan that exists. And we're blowing the lid off of it tonight. The eve before the mayor's race. So everybody share this. I'm asking you to do this because people have to hear this, because this is the eve of one of the most consequential elections in New York history. I feel like Daniel in Babylon up here. I'm not even kidding you when I say that. I feel like Daniel in Babylon, but God has stationed me here, and praise God, we are going to march forth and we are going to speak the word of the Lord. And we are going to speak the truth of the Lord. So I felt that. The Lord just took, praise God, because I felt that totally come on, and we just took off with it. So praise Jesus. Now, we're going to put out another news article. I have a feeling that kind of moment is going to happen many times tonight. Let's just put it that way. Because I can feel the activity in the realm of the spirit. I can feel it picked up in this state, in the atmosphere. It is swirling right now. I'm telling you, I can feel it. Some of you might be able to feel it too, that are in New York who are watching. Okay, so Daily Mail. Explosive report claims a network of charities connected to George Soros funneled $40 million to support Zohran Mamdani's political rise in tax dodging scheme. Well, let me get my props here for a minute. Zohran Mamdani's campaign is facing explosive allegations that it benefited from the tens of millions of dollars in donations, but he couldn't buy anybody groceries. Nope, he couldn't help anyone with SNAP benefits. Nope, with those. Funneled from George Soros-linked charities as part of an elaborate scheme that may have violated federal tax laws. George Soros, I want you to listen to me, and I want you to listen to me good. You have a very small window to repent. If you do not, you will suffer the fate of Herod. Herod wanted to get himself on par with God. He wanted the people to see him as a God. And he allowed the people to go so far. And an angel struck him. And he died of worms. You will suffer the fate of Herod if you do not repent. You have a very small window because you are a hunter, sir, and you will become the hunted if you do not repent before God for everything you have done. Now, this story connected to George Soros and Zohram Mamdani comes out October 31st, 2025, the same day Medusa appears on the scene in New York City, which is ground zero for not only the mayor's race, but for 9/11. 9/11, which we've entered all this month. Now, I'm going to show you again because the man has Haman in his name. The man has Haman of the line of Amalek from the book of Esther in his name. That's not an accident, people. That's prophetic. So I want to play for you a clip. It's about 30 seconds long from Dr. Steve Turley because he said something and there's prophecy about this. So what I want to do is play the clip for you and then we're going to come back and talk.
According to the report, the coordination methods involved in this alleged money laundering resemble those commonly seen in sophisticated criminal enterprises involving multiple legitimate-looking entities that hide the true flow and purpose of the funds. The most damning evidence comes from the organization's own admissions. So the Working Families Party's November 2022 memo openly admits coordinating independent expenditure.
Okay. Now, money laundering. He said it, and I believe he said it in the clip, correct? Money laundering. Okay. Exposing the money laundering scheme that allegedly Zohram Mamdani and his campaign is involved in. This just erupted about 2 days ago. So we enter November, 9/11, New York Mayor's race, New York City, where 9/11 happened, and this erupts. I want to read to you the word of the Lord from May 29th, 2025, and then we'll go to July 18th. So May 29th, 2025 says, intercede and pray, my children, for the multi-headed beast. Oh, isn't that interesting? Multi-headed beast. What is Medusa? What is she? She is a multi-headed beast. So this is back in May, by the way, 29, 2025. Intercede and pray, my children, for that multi-headed beast shall be thrown down from a high place in your nation. It has attempted to set up its throne and exalt itself, says the Lord. The crash capital shall be loud, says the Lord, and the leaders of each head will be struck in this time, and there shall be many scandalous falls and a stripping of the facade that they so put forth, says the Lord. Their money laundering shall be exposed. That's what's happening right now. One of the largest money laundering schemes in a campaign being exposed right now. Their money laundering shall be exposed, says the Lord, for they have made covenants with other nations that seek to destroy America to launder money through their organizations. This will be sobering, says the Lord. The exposure will be great and it shall leave a gaping hole in their operation. It shall wound the heads of the beasts, says the Lord. Some wounds shall be so great the heads shall be no more. They shall be removed from, some even from this earth. For stoking the flames and nursing the fire upon this altar, says the Lord. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. Pride, capital, shall now be their judge and jury, says the Lord. Word of the Lord, July 18th, 2025. They shall attempt an attack in New York City to attempt to sculpt a hero out of the mayor's race, says the Lord. They shall plot such an attack to attempt to shake the city in order to lay claim to a seat, says the Lord. That the enemy is laying claim to, says the Lord. That's why Medusa is appearing. For the sorcery and bloodshed and grave sin concentrated within New York City, the enemy has claimed rights to such and to place his disciple upon such a seat, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, their plot shall be found out, their players exposed. One candidate shall be greatly exposed for taking large sums of money from terrorist organizations, says the Lord. And the deal was made to give them a hub and a center in New York City to be their Mecca, says the Lord. They are eyeing a Mecca in your nation, says the Lord. Their pilgrimage is on the move, says the Lord. Okay, and he says, and a great shaking. So those were the words of the Lord from May and July in 2025. Now, we're going to put this up. this USA Today article. Okay, it says, everyone's attacking Mamdani. That's how I know he's about to win New York City mayor. But what I want to read to you is what's under that. We're on the eve of one of the most consequential races in New York's history. And Republicans seem poised to attack Democratic mayoral nominee Zohreh Mamdani all the way to Election Day. Consequential is the key word here, because that's what's about to happen if he's voted in. Consequences of epic proportion. Haman will come to power, New York City will fall, and then there's going to have to be divine reversals that go forth when the people cry out in order to hang Haman on his own gallows. Now, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 10 to 11 is about to unfold before our very eyes if this man is installed, if Haman is installed. Isaiah 9, 10 through 11 says, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. That means, oh yeah, God, we're going to build back better. You may have cut that down, but we're going to build back better. See, we think that's something new. It's not something new. It's just a slogan now they've put it into. Isaiah 9:11, 9:11. Therefore, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and spur his enemies on. You know what that means? Now your adversary shall arise and hunt you. That's what that means. That's what we're going to witness if they put this man in this seat. Their adversaries shall arise and hunt them now in New York City. The hunter shall become the hunted. This is now globally, not only in this nation, but globally unfolding now before our very eyes. This is an enormous prophetic shift that globally we are witnessing. And November 26, 2019, word of the Lord is the first time the Lord said it to me, which is over 6 years ago. We're encroaching on 6 years this word was given. And what I'm about to read to you then is the global theme for this time. The Lord said it to me back then. We're watching it go into full throttle in this time. They are not the ringmasters, says the Lord. They are indeed the fools and the clowns. In a very convoluted charade that has been put on display to open the eyes wide of the people and yanking up by the root for all to see the true motivation of these false excavations that the enemy's agents have taken part in a witch hunt, where they shall now become the hunted for attempting to hunt my children down and take them down, says the Lord of hosts. That's what's going on right now in the world. How dare they? The hunter shall now become the hunted, and the hunted are moving on and soaring to glory and shall be above and not beneath. I am preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies and those who have persecuted you, says the Lord. Truly you shall eat the meal of victory. That was from November 26, 2019. This is why you see the hunters out globally. This is why you see what you see happening in Nigeria, with Christians being horrifically butchered and hunted down. We're going to get back to that in a moment. And we're going to go into that because that's part of the global hunter becoming the hunted shift that we're watching happen before our very eyes. Now, October 6th, 2022. I want to read to you an excerpt from this word before we go into Nigeria, because there's so many things in this word that were put together by the Lord that we're watching unfold now. So it's for this time, but this is back 3 years ago. Watch the monuments in New York City, how they are laid bare. Watch the courthouses, says the Lord, and the most recognizable of government buildings. Watch what comes forth from them. Watch as they attempt to conjure up arches and spirits. Medusa. As a major split occurs, as the split goes from New York City to the capital of New York, as foolish decisions and unholy agreements cause the seats to shake, like between Hochul and Mamdani. And a sudden overturning to occur, as there is a fault line that runs from New York to Washington, D.C., and it shall be triggered, says the Lord of hosts. And says the Lord of hosts, watch around the time of what you call Christmas in your nation for an insatiable power move. And just as they think it has succeeded, it shall fall flat and hard, capital, says the Lord. They shall hit the ground hard as I, the Lord thy God, am dealing with the Athaliahs as well and the spirit behind them. An ancient demon, says the Lord of hosts, one shall try and destroy another as a very public squabble breaks loose amongst the Athaliahs and further smears their party name. And then it says, watch the Schumer family. Now, this is called the Schumer shutdown. So this is all in one word. Watch the Schumer family for major events to occur as they have shook their fists at Almighty God. They have mocked. They have led a rebellion of unholiness. And now I, the Lord thy God, shall bring my decisions down. Repent, says the Lord. Repent, for my decision cannot be undone by man, says the Lord of hosts. So you've got New York City. You've got the conjuring of spirits. You've got the Schumer family. This is all unfolding at once. And the word goes on. Unusual events around Egypt, as you shall see the unusual arise in Egypt. Now we did, because we watched Israel and Hamas make a reverse exodus back to Egypt in order to make some sort of ceasefire deal. And it says, as the eyes of the dragon and the Persians and the Italians and the French are on Egypt, says the Lord, because they were all watching that meeting. Secretly, channels have been opened. However, says the Lord, it shall not go as they have planned. Then all capitals. And says the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, hear ye the word of the Lord this day, strong and mighty, who rules from the highest throne. Separate yourselves from Egypt, my children, in the ways of the world. This is a call to draw closer to your Father in heaven and equip yourself with the weapons of warfare I, the Lord, have given unto you. Fast and pray. Bless the name of the Lord. Ephesians 6, you must be armored during this time, for a great shift is set to take place in the kingdom of God and the leadership on earth. A great shift. The conditions are being made right in your nation for the plates and leaders to shift. Plates, like tectonic plates, like earthquakes. Plates and leaders to shift. Do not put your hope in a man, for this is beyond a man. Put your hope in the Lord God Elohim, for I am your deliverance. I execute judgment on principalities and powers, and I, the Lord, shall do such in this hour as the tares are cut from being entwined around the wheat. It is time, my children, for you to go deeper and step into the next chapter of your God-ordained plan and mission. I am unlocking doors. Walk through them in faith. You have not for you ask not, ask me, my children, and watch me open windows of heaven, says the Lord of hosts. It goes on. And says the Lord of hosts, projects shall be dissected, and you shall find that there were no projects. They were not projects at all, but plots and games and greed and lies. Organizations shall be dissected and exposed. What they were doing undercover, it shall occur in church and the body of Christ as well, says the Lord. For those wandered onto dangerous tracks that they have continued down, and a snag and a stumbling block shall cause serious hits to what they, capital, have attempted to build. For they shall reap in full all the mess they have sown, as they have continued on a road I, the Lord, never approved. Watch and see as this occurs, and a weak foundation will bring those houses down. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. At the end, it was hearing Transylvania. That was the end of the word. Now, this word has in it New York City, right? Major splits, conjuring up of arches and spirits, and then a split that goes from New York City to the capital of New York as foolish decisions and unholy agreements cause the seat to shake. That's Mamdani and Hochul. And a sudden overturning, a fault line would be triggered. So you have that in this word 3 years ago. And then watch around the time what you would call Christmas for an insatiable power move. Now, we're about within a month and a half of Christmas. So just watch within that window. But then it says, watch the Schumer family. So you have New York City and what's being conjured up in New York City. At the same time, the Lord's bringing up the Schumer family. At the same time, he's bringing up events unfolding in Egypt, which all happened within this window. So this word from 3 years ago is about what we're watching unfold now. And the Schumer family is another that has a very small window to repent in this for what they've done. Okay, now, because a hunter shall become the hunted. This is what we're watching happen. We're going to put up the political article for you, the political article, because we're going to go to Nigeria now, because this is all connected. This is all connected. Trump threatens to deploy the military, guns ablazing, to Nigeria. It comes a day after the president declared the African nation a country of particular concern for religious freedom. I will tell you, you will see the hunters become the hunted in Nigeria all the way to its leadership within this two-year window of 9-1-1. Within this two-year window of 2025 to 2027, you will watch the hunters in Nigeria become the hunted all the way up to the leadership, because they have innocent blood on their hands. And within this 9-1-1 window of 2025 to 2027, this two-year window that equals 9-11, you are going to watch that unfold in Nigeria all the way up to the very, very tip top of leadership. I'm telling you, that's about to happen. That is unfolding. This global shift of the hunter shall become the hunted, we're watching unfold before our very eyes. This is why in this two-year window that equals 9-1-1, you have also seen what's happened on the conservative side. This is why you've also seen Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and others take a dark turn. People like Nick Fuentes and go hunt their own. These are Sauls, these are Absaloms, these are Hamans, all tied together in the realm of the spirit. We're going to go persecute our own people. We are, who are going to gather, we're going to gather them together. We're basically going to go and gather people to us like concubines, because David is the issue. Saul and Absalom and Haman aren't the issue. Amalek's not the issue. David is the issue. When in fact, Saul, Absalom, Haman, their ideology was the issue. Their rebellion against the Lord was the issue. Their rebellion and causing wars within their own side and nation was the issue. Saul and Absalom and Haman caused wars with their own side and within their own nation because of their worldview. Because of their worldview that they thought was right but was wrong before God. And the Lord dealt with David too. David didn't get off scot-free by any stretch of the imagination here, people. So Netanyahu, did not become a Saul and have the Lord reject you in 2026. Don't become a Saul and have the Lord reject you. You have rejected the word of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord has rejected you. We're watching it even on the conservative side, this hunter becoming the hunted. In fact, we put out a short about this today that you can go watch, where I break this down even more, what I just said. But these people need prayer, because the way this is being gone about is all wrong. And it's like we're going to gather the concubines to us and we're going to make them serve us. And that was Absalom, and that was Saul, and that was Haman. And that's that spirit. So we're watching it even happen. And we're watching it happen within the window of 9-11. We're watching it all unfold within this two-year window that equals 9-1-1. And then you also, within this window, you have this hunter becomes the hunted going global and globally and prophetically saturating multiple nations. Simultaneously. Yes, you need to pray for those people. You really do. You need to pray for them. You have Charlie Kirk being hunted down. You have President Trump being hunted. You have high-level cabinet members being moved to secure military housing for the same reason, because of being hunted. You have Heidi Klum dressing as Medusa, that demon that is a hunter and hunts down men, doing this in New York City. Holding a bow and arrow that hunts men, a serpent of highly dark exploits. And of all the years, the year the New York City mayor's race, the year that it is the year of the snake on the Chinese calendar. Snakes are hunters. The hunter becomes the hunted. That's why I'm telling you, there is a huge global shift happening with this right now, because the serpent is posturing itself for a strike. That's what we're watching. The same place where Mamdani, who has the name Haman in his name, who attempted to hunt down God's people in the book of Esther, we're watching unfold. You have a hunting stand that was found in a tree with a sight line to Air Force One at Palm Beach Airport in this time. You have Christians in Syria that are being hunted down. You have Nigerian Christians being hunted down by Islamic terrorist hunters being butchered. Butchered. by them. How about instead of arming Ukraine, you arm these Christian villages? How about instead of wasting all this money arming Ukraine, how about you go arm these Christian villages instead? Just a thought. You just had an enormous stabbing incident on Saturday on a train in London. 11 people were stabbed. 11, such as in 9/11. 11 people in the time of 9/11, in the month that equals 9/11. We watched this happen. Now the whole month of November equals 9/11 with this theme of the hunter shall become the hunted. So this is why we, you know, are watching all of this on a collision course, all colliding at the same time, because there's no time nor distance in the realm of the spirit. So you're watching the same spirits moving about in the earth, trying to advance on multiple territories at once. You just watched a storm, Hurricane Melissa, that I believe was engineered. Totally hunt down and destroy Jamaica. Little known fact about Jamaica, it has untapped lithium deposits, amongst other things as well. Now, the theme, because we're talking about the hunter become the hunted, we're talking about what's going on, we're talking about that rise of Medusa in New York City. The theme of the Clash of the Titans, that movie, the hunter Medusa became the hunted. In that movie, ultimately, the hunter became the hunted. And now you're watching this spirit posture itself in New York City. And to prove more about this posturing happening, because there are similar spirits that cross religious lines, that are called different false gods in different religions, but it's really the same entity that is moving about. So something is happening in North Carolina, sticking with the theme, the hunter becoming the hunted, and what we're watching happen globally. Sticking with that theme, I want to show you this. Yep, you could read the first two words there because he was so shocked, this guy, Matt. Hindus in North Carolina have acquired over 130 acres of residential land and are currently building a massive temple with plans for a 155-foot statue of Lord Murugan, the Hindu god of war. The statue will be taller than the Statue of Liberty. This is happening. Hindus in North Carolina have acquired over 130 acres of residential land and are currently building a massive temple with plans for a 155-foot statue of this demon Lord Murugan, the Hindu god of war, and the statue will be taller than the Statue of Liberty. God of war, who hunts down prey. He's a hunter. He's a hunter. Taller than the Statue of Liberty. 155 feet tall, which equals 11, such as in the window 9/11, okay? Because it's a clash of the titans, the demon gods are at war for territory in this nation. They are at war to take territory in this nation. This happens to be near Cape Fear that this is happening. Of all places, it's near Cape Fear. And look, you know, at who is building golden idols in this nation right now. Just look at who's building them in this window of 9/11, in this two-year window that we're in of 9/11, in a month that we've entered that equals 9/11, right? And next year, Rosh Hashanah is starting on 9/11, and we're having a theme continue, a global theme of 9/11. Now, remember, Trump said we would be entering America's golden age. I don't think he realized prophetically what he was saying, because it's an age of idols being raised, golden statues, Haman's offering precious metals in the king's treasury for the destruction of the people of God. It's raising these idolatrous statues of gold in the nation above the Statue of Liberty, above anything else. You know why? Because demons want to be lifted up above anything else. So they're going to try to make themselves higher than already the highest in the world. the land. And I will tell you something. Within this two-year window of 9/11, 2025 to 2027, China is going to attempt to go to war. Within this two-year window, I'm telling you, that's why this statue is being erected now. This isn't just about the United States. Let me tell you something. Hinduism is rampant in China. Within this two-year window, China is going to attempt to go to war. And this statue of the Hindu god of war being raised is a 9/11 warning prophetically of that. It's also a 9/11 warning of what's attempting to be raised to take over the nation. This is the demon god coming forth and staking his claim and claiming his territory and basically looking to advance on the nation. This is what's happening. This is a demon god of war. Medusa, same thing, right? A hunter, was involved in war. It's the same spirits that's crossing over religious lines that are all resurrecting in the nation in different ways in order to try to be the hunters. But the global prophetic shift is the 9/11, the hunter shall become the hunted. That is what we're watching happen. And now you're watching these false gods now go to war with each other too for land and for territory. So you're watching the clash of the titans literally beginning to happen on this soil in the time that Trump announced America's golden age. That's when you're seeing these things lifted up high. That's when all of a sudden you're seeing these things try to exalt themselves. That's when you're seeing them plant in strategic territory, like near Cape Fear. The Cape Fear River is where this statue, 155 feet tall, is going to go. And on May 29th, 2025, there was a word from the Lord I gave. It was called Global Judgment at the Altar of Pride. And in that word, I'm going to read to you a long excerpt from this word. It says, "And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, fire upon my capital people, says the Lord, fire upon my capital people. For I, the Lord thy God, am a consuming fire, and that fire consumes what is not of me, says the Lord. Gird up your loins, my people," that's capital, "gird up your loins, for the enemy has gone out to hunt. The enemy in this hour is attempting to raise an altar, for the demon of pride," capital, "has gone out to hunt," says the Lord. "It has gone forth to raise an outcry in this hour," says the Lord. "It is looking to make a name," capital, "for itself within upcoming months," says the Lord. "It is looking to exalt itself above the leaders of America. It is looking to exalt itself and take a seat that is like capital God. However, it is far from such," says the Lord. "Thus says the Lord, the enemy attempt to open a gate. The enemy attempts to breach capital the dam," says the Lord. "A physical breach and a large dam in your nation shall be a physical sign," says the Lord. "For the enemy looks to breach in order to cause the idol of pride," capital, "to be exalted within the nation," says the Lord. "Pride," capital, "is seeking vengeance," says the Lord. "It is seeking retribution," says the Lord. "For it has been wounded," says the Lord. "A gaping wound has been inflicted upon such because of the intercession of my people," capital, says the Lord. "Because of the biblical and prophetic events that occurred in your nation the year prior," says the Lord. "It has been wounded, yet in its rageful state, it is on the move," says the Lord. "In order to stir up strife in this hour, to stir up persecution in this hour, for," says the Lord, "this is a multi-headed monster, a multi-headed power that comes forth from the same body." A multi-headed monster, and you see Medusa manifesting herself in New York City, comes forth from the same body, says the Lord. "They will attempt to rear up in this hour and speak blasphemous utterings. They will attempt as one voice to bring an outcry. They will attempt accusations that are rooted in doctrines of demons and talking points of devils," says the Lord. "Some will attempt to merge capital in this hour," says the Lord. "Capitals, for they attempt to raise an altar of pride. They seek the witch of Endor to call up whom they please. They seek sacrifices upon the altar in order to regain a grip within the nation that is weakened," says the Lord. "America, America," says the Lord, "beware of Ishmael," says the Lord. capitals, beware, for he is a wild man, and his hand is against every man, and every man's hand is against him, says the Lord. Ishmael is not a trusted friend, says the Lord. Beware of the Trojan horse being perpetrated, O leadership of America, for there is a Trojan horse. The men hid inside the Trojan horse, says the Lord, and infiltrated, says the Lord, in order to defeat those they attempted to send gifts to, says the Lord. Capitals, beware of large gifts, says the Lord, from Ishmael. Beware of those nations, says the Lord. For within that gift is a danger and a snare, says the Lord. And it shall be found out even within the plain itself, says the Lord, that was accepted as a gift. What was hidden within that plain, a device will be exposed, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Congress in America, this is back in May, says the Lord, capitals, highly embarrassing moments are about to occur, says the Lord. They shall step down in multiples, says the Lord. O leadership of the house, says the Lord, guard your hearts and minds, guard them. Seek my will, says the Lord, for the will of the flesh and mammon and lawlessness is swirling within the halls of Congress to attempt to veer them onto a path that is destructive, says the Lord. The heads of Congress must yield to me, says the Lord. What is destructive within bills are ticking time bombs. Do not allow such to pass through, says the Lord, for you were made gatekeepers of the law, not gatekeepers of what is negligent, says the Lord. There is a temptation, says the Lord, for the leadership in America, even within the walls of the White House, to turn the way of Saul, says the Lord. That temptation has been put forth and let in by those who speak smooth words. However, their souls are tombs for what is dead, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, my children, capital, for David is being tempted to become Saul. Jehu is being tempted to compromise and allow worship at the high places of foreign gods, like this, that statue is being erected, that are dark rulers, says the Lord. The temptation has gone out, says the Lord, and my capital fire shall consume such and burn it up if leadership yields, says the Lord. For that altar of pride is being raised up in this hour has to do with the clashing of nations as well out of the flesh. The challengers have arisen against America. The challengers have arisen against the president, says the Lord. And intellectualism, capitals, will do nothing to put such rebellions down, says the Lord, for the altar, a high altar of pride, is powering such. And to bring the rebellion down, you must tear down that altar, says the Lord. That's why you're watching that be raised in the conservative movement too. This altar of intellectualism that they are stoking and worshiping at. And that's what Saul worshiped at. And that's what Absalom worshiped at. And that's what Haman worshiped at. The altar of intellectualism, which is in direct defiance of faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen and the substance of things hoped for. This word was back in May. We are watching this unfold, and it's called Global Judgments at the Altar of Pride. And this is why you're watching the hunter right now go out, because pride and the hunter go hand in hand. The hunter wells up in pride, and then it goes out to try to kill. And this is why we're watching a global shift on the cusp of happening, of the hunter shall become the hunted. That is why you're seeing hunting stands show up. That's why you're seeing demon creatures in New York City show up that are hunters. This is why you're watching the people of God be hunted down. This is why you're watching conservatives try to hunt down their own side. This is why you're watching these things globally unfold. The people being hunted down in London right now. Charlie Kirk was hunted down. The president has been hunted. His sons, I'm telling you, are being hunted. You have to intercede and pray for Don Jr. and Eric Trump. I'm telling you right now, hidden within that No King's agenda is the hunter. Is the hunter to go out and take prey. And the hunter shall become the hunted. Has to do with New York City and this mayor's race too. If Haman is installed, according to the book of Esther, and to the prophetic timeline, Haman is going to try to set up a gallows for the people of God. Haman is going to try to sell the people of God for destruction to the leadership of that state. And that is when the Lord has Esther's and Mordecai's already positioned and ready to raise up, to take action, to call on the name of the Lord, and we watch divine reversals go forth. This is the year of the Purim reversals. This is the year of it. We're watching this happen. So when we take a good look at what is going on, prophetically speaking, with Haman and with the nation and with the state and with the spirit of Saul and the hunter becoming the hunted, Saul was the hunter who became the hunted in the Old and New Testament. King Saul hunted down David like a dog. His last stop was the witch of Endor, and he fell on his own sword. Absalom hunted down David like a dog, gathered the concubines to him. He fell by the spear. And Haman sold the people of God to be hunted, and he ended up on the gallows. So when you want to be the hunter, you want to operate in the spirit of Saul and Absalom and Haman, you will become the hunted in this window. The leaders of Nigeria will become the hunted in this window if they don't intervene on behalf of these people. In New York City, you install Haman, the hunter will become the hunted. Conservative side, you want to gather concubines to you? You want to try to hunt your own people? You want war with everyone? That's what Absalom said. That's what Saul said. And they fell by their own sword. This is a very serious time. We have entered a month that is filled with 911. Every day, 911. Every day within this two-year window. While we have Trump's presidencies equaling 9/11 too, and New York City ground zero on the verge of falling, where 9/11 happened. This is not an accident. This is prophetic. I'm going to tell you something. All the governments of the earth are corrupt. Just go to the UN. Just go to the UN. You'll meet them all. They are all corrupt. This is not about Israel. Does Israel, the Israeli government, do corrupt things? Yes. Does the United States government do corrupt things? Yes. Does the Nigerian government do corrupt things? Yes. Where are all these conservative podcasters that were yelling about genocide in Gaza on Nigeria? Where are all these so-called Christians that claim that they just follow the faith and they know their stuff? Where are they? Silence. Where is Greta Thunberg with the Nigerians being butchered? Silence. Where's the ACLU? Silence. Where's Hollywood? Silence. Where's the music industry? Silence. Where's the Democrats who claim to fight for the oppressed? Silence. Because it doesn't fit their global agenda of persecuting the people of God. And let me tell you, the Lord has taken note who's speaking up on this and who's not. He's taken note of only who speaks up on agendas of genocide that satisfy their platform and satisfy their algorithms, because algorithms have become their God, and now they worship at the altar of Mammon that has become their master. That's happening. This is why you're about to see the shift. And those that wanted to entertain the spirit of Saul and Absalom and Haman, the hunter shall become the hunted. This is why, conservative podcasters, you want to go find out the truth? You want to ask questions? I'm all for it. But do it in submission to the Lord. Do it in wisdom. Don't do it in rebellion and recklessness of, I'm going to go take the kingdom and your concubines, and I'm going to have war with all of you, because Absalom fell for that. Saul fell for that. Haman fell for that. And you will fall for that too. Same thing with the New York City mayor's race. You want to play that game? You will fall for it. You will become the hunted for what you have done. the Democrats and the Republicans that hold hands with them that want to be the hunter right now, in the midst of this, you will become the hunted for what you have done. Because that is what has gone out. And we have to understand that. We have to understand what we're looking at prophetically in the nation to know how to pray and intercede. And I feel the weight of the gravity of the situation on New York tonight. I feel the weight of the gravity. I know. And you know what's amazing about Bill Maher speaking about the genocide? Let me tell you something about Bill Maher. If the Lord can speak through the mouth of an ass in scripture, if he could speak truth through the mouth of a donkey, he can speak through the mouth of Bill Maher, or Maher, however he says his name. The Lord can use the most unlikely to speak forth truth. So pray for him too, because he's another Saul that can have his road to Damascus, Paul, conversion. He's another one. Pray for him. Him, Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, they're out there. Pray for them. But I feel the gravity of this, and I feel what they did. Using the oldest playbook back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, using food to tempt the people to do what the serpent wants right now. It's all going back to the beginning. And that, in the midst of this, is it will bring a curse upon the city. It will. They'll curse themselves. No one's trying to curse them. We're not trying to curse them, but I'm saying they will open up the door and the gate for that and for an attack on the city. I'm telling you right now, they are picking the lock as we speak. So intercede and pray for that situation, for our Christian brothers and sisters in Nigeria, for the wisdom of President Trump in the midst of this. You know, it's very easy to criticize him. I watch all these conservative podcasters, you know, and all these ones who think they're hot stuff, vehemently criticize President Trump. But you know what? They have never had the weight of a nation and lives at stake and the decisions you have to make with that. These conservative podcasters that want to make you think that they've got all this experience, they have never had the weight of multiple nations and people being butchered and demonic agendas and Hamas and terrorists moving about in this nation and Muslim agendas, you know, and the Democrats, you know, shutting down everything and using the COVID playbook, but this time using food to lure the people in, take away their food, make them do what we want. Yet they have never had to take a look at all of that all at once and understand how each thing affects the other and have to make painstaking decisions off of that. These conservative podcasters who want to ask questions, it's wonderful they want to ask questions, but they're doing it in rebellion. They're not doing it in submission to the Lord. And how about instead of them openly with venom criticizing President Trump, how about since they claim to be such good Christians and Catholics, that they pray for him? How about they actually teach their audience a little bit about humility and about praying for the president? You don't agree with what he's doing? Pray for him. Pray for him. Bring it before the Lord. Pray for wisdom for the man. He's got the weight of the world on his shoulders, multiple wars in multiple nations. He's got what's flooded across the border here that's now in this nation creating supercells. He's got the terrorist attack that just got thwarted in Michigan. He's got Christians being butchered in Nigeria. He's got Haman Mamdani raising up in New York City. He's got Congress holding the people hostage and their food. Think about all the pressure that is on this man. Think about it. It's so easy to criticize it. It's so easy to say he's such a disappointment. Well, so is your mouth. So is your mouth and the filth that you spew from it. That's what's a disappointment also. Because all you do is just toxically entangle the souls of the people when you do things like that. So if you don't agree with him, Pray for him. Intercede for him. Ask the Lord to open his ears and his eyes to the Holy Spirit, to what the counsel of the Holy Spirit, to what the word of the Lord says, to open his ears and eyes to the decisions the Lord wants made from the heavenly perspective, because he sees all things and he's already in the future speaking to us in the present. Pray, because these conservative podcasters do not know what it's like to run a country. They may have their audiences fooled into thinking they know so much because they had family in the government or in the CIA or wherever else they had family. But you know what? Until you're in it, you don't know the decisions you'd make. You don't know how you'd react. You don't know how you would deal with the Israel-Hamas war. You don't know how you would deal with Nigeria. You don't know how you would deal with Putin and Zelensky, two Sauls right now who are about to fall, fighting this war in Russia and Ukraine, dealing with China and the persecution going on against the people of God there, and then trying to make deals with China, trade deals. I mean, it is a labyrinth of darkness. It is a labyrinth of flesh. It is a labyrinth of global pitfalls. And we have to understand that. And the conservative side has lost sight of that. They've gotten too big for their britches. They want to hold on to their seat a little too bad. They want to get rid of David a little too much. They want to be the one that finds out the truth about Charlie Kirk. Well, how about you open up your freaking mouth and start praying for it then? How about you open up your mouth publicly and start praying for the truth to come forth by the hand of God? But if it comes off by the hand of God, you can't take all the glory then. And that's what this is about. Influence, power, credit, and glory. And that is what Saul wanted, and Absalom wanted, and Haman wanted. So we're coming full circle on that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All glory be to God. Okay, just a few things as we're closing out tonight. I think we should just intercede and pray real fast before we do the announcements. I think we need to come together and pray for what's going on here, for this mayor's race, for President Trump, for Nigeria. So I think we need to come together and pray right now. In the midst of this, the Lord is prompting me to do this, and so I'm going to follow the leading of the Lord, and we're going to come together here. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you this day, Father. Lord, we praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We come before your courts, the highest court, with thanksgiving and praise, knowing that the blood of Jesus Christ testifies, Father God, on our behalf in your courts, Father. And Lord, we know, Father, that the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us, Father God, that we have been endowed with power and authority from on high through Christ Jesus, that we have a covenant with you through the shedding of that blood, Father God. Lord, that your word says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not, Father. Lord, your word says, because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God, in him will we trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we shall take refuge. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. And Father, we shield ourselves with your truth right now. According to Ephesians chapter 6, I ask you, put your whole and complete armor on us this day, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take up the shield of faith and command to go in front of us in the name of Jesus Christ to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Every arrow being fired at us right now by the enemy in his camp, we command be reversed upon the sender now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command be activated every capability of the sword of the Spirit to destroy the snares of the enemy, to pierce, puncture, and dismantle every plot, assignment, weapon, and word that the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo that the enemy has attempted to place in our way, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity and Almighty God has ordained for us, Father God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we bring New York before you, Father God. Lord, we know New York has greatly sinned against you. New York has been a haunt for jackals. It has been a place for altars. It has been a cauldron of perversion, Father God. And Lord, we bring it before you this day with what is happening with the mayor's race, Father God. And Lord, we bring this case before your courts, Father God. We bring the rise of Haman before you. For we know even if he takes his seat, that the word of the Lord, the book of Esther, and the timeline says that the decree of destruction must be reversed upon him that he puts out against your people, that he will be hung on his own gallows for the gallows he attempted to destroy your people with, Father God. Let that word go out ahead tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of this mayor's race. Let it go out ahead, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, before your court, Father God, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the territorial spirits that are trying to lay claim tonight, that have tried to open portals and gates to the city, Father, we are asking for your righteous judgment, Father God, Lord, and your power and your might and your fire to go forth and consume the plans of the enemy, consume the plans of the devourer, expose the plots of the wicked, expose the exploits, expose the illegal activity, Father God. Expose the hunters, Father, in the middle of this, Lord. Father, let New York City be turned over to righteous leadership. Let the governor's seat be turned over to righteous leadership, Father God. We call upon you, Father God, to issue a decree, Father God, that brings forth righteous leadership, Father God, in due season to this state, that the state may turn, that the fault line may be quelled, Father God, and that righteousness may begin in great measure to go forth out of New York City and out of Albany and out of the places, Father God, in New York that the enemy has legally laid a claim to, that he has legally operated in altars, that he legally has emancipated himself to operate, Father God, and go forth, Father God, in the exploits to steal, kill, and destroy. Your word says you've come to give life and life more abundant, and we speak that into that situation, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, we ask you search the heart of the candidates, Father God, and you find one that's worthy, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, if the strong delusion comes on New York City, let it be turned over to that delusion until it repents in the name of Jesus Christ. Until they cry for the name of your son, Jesus Christ, in the streets, Father God. Until renewal and revival break out in the streets of New York City and break out on Madison Avenue and break out on the Upper East Side and break out on the Lower West Side, Father God, and break out on Park Avenue, Father God. Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ that that word goes forth this night and sees that to its completion, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we bring President Trump before you, Father, for he is merely a man. He's not perfect. He's far from perfect. And Lord, he has the weight of the world on him right now. And the warfare is heavy. And the challenges are great, Father God. And the criticism can be much. And the attacks are plentiful, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would fortify him. Equip him in your whole and complete armor, according to Ephesians chapter 6 this day. Fill him with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Create in him a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within him. Cast him not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from him. Restore unto him the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within him. Renew him, Father God. Take the heart of stone, make it a heart of flesh. Let a gentle, humble spirit come forth out of him, Lord. Father God, fill him with the vision from you, from your heavenly throne, from your perspective to deal with the many issues, Father God, and exploits and wars and battles over territories that are happening on this earth. Do not let the enemy goad him in the flesh. Do not let the enemy prod him to make missteps in the flesh and come out from under the covering in order that he may be attacked, Father God. But sharpen his vision in this hour. Sensitize his hearing to you, Father God. Let him see beyond the veil, Father God. Let him see beyond the natural and what is happening, Father God. And let him begin to understand the spiritual warfare of what is happening, Father God, within the earth, Lord. Father, I ask you to put a hedge of protection around him and a holy firewall around him, Father God, that the attacks of darkness will not penetrate, will not succeed, that no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against him in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication and righteousness comes from you, Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint and grow tired. We speak the word of the Lord over him. We command his mortal body to be quickened in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, if he is making bad decisions, decisions in the flesh, decisions out of being tired and weary, stop him, Lord. Dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions right now to stop him and to stop those decisions and to muzzle the mouths of those that are acting in the flesh, trying to goad him into them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, give him wisdom with these nations, Father God. Lord, we as your people cry out to you for Nigeria right now. We cry out to you for our brothers and sisters, Father God. Lord, let the fire of God consume the enemies of these Christian people that are attacking them, Father God. Lord, let your holy warring angels be dispatched in great measure to surround these villages, that when these Islamists show up, their eyes will be opened, they will see these enormous beings, and they will retreat in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, let the outcry of Ishmael be muzzled in this hour. Let confusion hit their camp in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Smite the evil realms that are pitted against these Christian villages in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, let confusion fall upon the camps of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them turn on each other. Let the Islamists start fighting each other. Let them, while they're on their way to attempt to take prey, let confusion confound them. Let confusion come upon them, Father God, and let them turn back from those villages in retreat in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. You are a consuming fire. Let your holy fire consume the enemies of the children of God, Father God. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered in this hour. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It is mine. Vengeance is the Lord's in this hour. Father, we hand that over to you. We intercede and we praise you before your throne that you take righteous vengeance upon your enemies, upon the enemies of your children, Father God. That there's a righteous vengeance that has gone forth with precision. That the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh, has gone forth into Nigeria ahead of this situation, all the way up to the leadership of the land. That the justice of God shall be paid, the wage shall be paid for the innocent blood that was allowed to be shed without any rectification. Father, deliver them right now from the snare of the fowler, your children in these villages, and the perilous pestilence, Father God. They will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, or the disaster that lays waste at noonday. Though 1,000 may fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand, these things will not come near them. But only with their eyes will they look and see now the reward of the wicked. Let their reward be in full and in great measure, and their wage exacted upon them for thinking that butchering in the name of God, your people, was legal and right. For there has been a violation of order in the realm of the spirit, and that violation in Nigeria will go forth and be rectified from the court of God to its leadership. There has been a violation of order, and the Lord is going forth to bring rectification to the leadership of Nigeria. And the fear of the Lord will fall not only upon the leadership in Nigeria, it's going to fall upon the leaders of the Islamist community there. The fear of the Lord and the sword of the Lord has now gone out ahead to strike his enemies down in this hour that have butchered these people. It has gone into Syria now. The sword of the Lord has gone in to chase the leader of Syria for allowing the butchering of these people. And the sword of the Lord is going out into this nation. It's going out into New York City, into the conservative movement, into the halls of Congress. The sword of the Lord has gone out in this hour. All men should tremble and humble themselves, says the Lord. All men should tremble and humble themselves before me. For you are merely earth and soil without my spirit. And some of you have abused that. You have abused it in Congress. You have abused it in the Conservative Party. You have abused it in the Democratic Party. You have abused it. Podcasters claiming to fight for righteousness, voices claiming to fight for righteousness, have abused that. Because mammon is their God, says the Lord. And that shall and will in this hour be exposed. And the heads of the Middle East that have wired large sums of money into the accounts of the influential here, those wires shall and will be exposed, along with the shell companies used to send it, says the Lord, in this hour. For I, the Lord, raise kings up and I bring them low. I raise leaders up and I bring them low. I allow cities to fall and I resurrect them and raise them up, says the Lord. And there's a great reckoning that is happening in this time, a great reckoning for what has been shed and what has been done and the betrayal that's been committed to the highest seats. There's been great betrayal, says the Lord. Great betrayal around the president, says the Lord. That will be exposed, says the Lord, in this season. Great betrayal. Haman betrayed, says the Lord. Haman betrayed for influence and position and money. And that is the lure that has gone out and gotten so many on the same hook, says the Lord. That will be rectified. There is going to be a great reckoning in the movements that claim they're righteous, that claim they're conservative, that claim they know me. I do not know you, says the Lord. You are a stranger to me, and you are illegally using my name to give yourself the air and aroma of righteousness. That will be rectified in this season too, says the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for that, Lord. We praise you and we bless your holy name as the word of the Lord has gone out ahead, Father God. We give you all the glory. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Father God. We humble ourselves before you, Father God, knowing that we are nothing without you, knowing truly we are nothing. We are soil and we are dust. We are particles without your spirit in us, Father God. We are nothing without you, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I felt that. I felt that. I still feel it. It's like a thick cloud right now that's in the room. Praise the Lord that the word of the Lord again has gone forth tonight. The word of the Lord. That's how you fight it. With the word of the Lord, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That's how we're overcoming this, people, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and the word of the Lord and the sword of the Lord and the sword of the Spirit and the living active word of God. That is how you overcome. And you don't let up. Praise God. People are saying they feel refreshed in the chat. They felt fatigued. And once we prayed, praise the Lord that he is just filling us back up. because we have to stand right now when others are weary. Watchmen, get on the wall. You can't see anything if you're crouched behind the wall. Get up on the wall and start looking in the distance at what's coming. We are meant to do that in this nation. We are meant to be the watchmen. This nation has a covenant and a dedication to the Lord, and the enemy wants the birthright. And those who serve their father, the devil, want to give it to him. We have been given power and authority through Christ Jesus from on high to interfere and dismantle those plans and stop that assignment. Stop the robbery in progress that the enemy is attempting to commit, because a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord went forth. Praise the Lord. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. We're just going to do a few announcements as I come down off of this, because I'm trying to like come down off of this, and we're trying to segue so we can end the broadcast for tonight. I will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, doing the Revelation Conversation. So I will be there along with this fine group here at Pastor Jackson's Church in Sheridan, Oklahoma. And so you can go to arcofgrace.org/events to learn more. We do have our social media platforms that you can follow us on. Here they are. If you could go subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. We have Ark of Grace Ministries for Facebook, Truth Social, Telegram, TikTok, YouTube, and Rumble. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X is @AmandaGrace_AOG. We also have Ark of Grace Sanctuary on TikTok and on Facebook as well, that you can follow the sanctuary and all the happenings there. We also have an app. You can search Ark of Grace. You'll see the dove with the olive branch at the App Store, and you can download our app. We're live on our app right now as well, and all of our shorts go up on our app as well. We also have our newsletter sign up I wanted to tell you about. Hi, Cyrus. Our newsletter, Esther and Cyrus. Look who's in the room right now, everyone. Just look at who came. Someone else is coming. Toby's coming to break it up. But Esther and Cyrus were in the room first. Our newsletter sign up. We have a free newsletter that we put out quarterly. And if you go to arcofgrace.org, you're going to see two buttons on the front page. Maybe we can call it up so our subscribers can see this. Our wonderful family members can see this. And so if you go there, you'll see the two buttons, right? You've got, okay, you've got the donate, but then you've got the newsletter sign up. That is what you want to push. You fill it out. It is a free newsletter. It goes out quarterly. It helps us keep in touch with you. We keep you updated on what's going on. So please go ahead and do that if you haven't done that. And I think we're just going to go right to the commercial tonight. I'm not even going to talk about the other. We're just going to go right to the commercial. And we're going to end for tonight. So God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say that every single day, those scripture verses, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, because Jesus specifically taught his disciples to pray this way. We should be taking note of that and incorporating that into our prayer life. Also, we have other Psalms there for you to speak. The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. You got to swing it. You got to use it. There's a difference between taking a sword and swinging a sword. We have to swing it in this time and every season, but especially in this season. In Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith. So all glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you to our moderators and our team for hanging in there with us tonight. It was powerful. If something urgent happens tomorrow, we will come back on tomorrow night. If not, it'll be Thursday, but we will announce the live. And so thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Stand firm in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a 3-month supply. Maha is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.